You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney. Some live performances are poetic, and some aren't. Imagine the most embarrassing moment of your life. Really, the most humiliating thing that's ever happened to you. Now, imagine standing on a stage in front of hundreds of strangers and telling them in detail about that time. That's the concept behind Mortified. It's a kind of tell-all performance art taking place in clubs across the U.S. where people volunteer. In fact, they compete. They actually audition to read from their personal, private childhood diaries. I spoke with Mortified's Bay Area producer, Scott Lifton.
What exactly is Mortified?
Mortified is a show where everyday people get on stage and read their journals, poems, lyrics, and love songs. Their lamest, most pathetic, traumatic childhood material in front of total strangers.
Why do they do that?
One, you get to be a performer. If you're not an actor, you get the thrill of performing in front of a crowd. But there's also like a self-help kind of catharsis that comes both with the audience and the performer. Part of it is just that they recognize the pains as their own and all the childhood experiences. Everybody relates to it.
October 26, 1993. Dear Diary, I don't want to start smoking, yet I do. It's really relaxing. And it looks cool, at least to me. If it wasn't addictive, I would smoke all the time.
When you're 16, and you spend a lot of your time listening to The Cure, and The Smiths, and no girl has ever liked you. Thank you. This is the kind of poem you write. Do not speak to me of hope. I have seen doom breathing icy stillness that did not even have the decency to be blackness.
It brings you back even to hear the references, the obscure music and movies and perm references.
How do you know these personal diary entries are actually authentic? I mean, people could see this as a great opportunity to perform and make something up, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could. I mean, we see all the diaries before we put them on. And you just can't really fake that kind of naivety and that kind of ironic, random sort of sense that you have when you're younger. Well, there really is a process when we're going over the diaries with people. We use all the real material, but we do try to find a story within there. And we've just been going over their pieces with them for so long that eventually they're kind of like our little children that are blossoming. You know, we've been working with them on their piece. One is Angela Barber.
Hi, my name is Angela Barber, and I work as the customer service representative at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art. I'm going to be going on tonight and pretty much spilling my guts.
What are you hoping to get out of this experience?
I find that this is a very creative way to express who I truly am. You know, for years I've been doing some corporate work and, you know, just hiding behind the everyday facade. And through this, I've found that I really am that child that has written, you know, these journals for years. I mean, I'm still that same person, and it's very interesting to see myself revealed again.
June 7th. I'm at sixth grade camp. There's a perverted guy. He kept saying I was pretty and bugging me. He kept sneaking by and spraying water on me. He's a man, not a child. I hate him. A girl said he gave her the creeps, too. I better call America's Most Wanted and see if he's an escaped perverted convict.
Post-show, Angela Barber, how was that experience for you?
It was really fabulous. I thought that I did better than I thought I would originally. It's judging it as an adult, you see that it wasn't as serious as it may have seemed.
December 28th, 1995. A diary is seeming like a useless book with surface thoughts, and the reading of it brings back pain more than happiness. I don't think I should read it in years to come,